AGN Feedback in Groups and Clusters of Galaxies, by J. Hwavacek Larondo et al. AGN Feedback stands for the dramatic impact that a SMBH can make on its environment. It has become an essential element of models that describe the formation and evolution of baryons in massive virialized halos. The baryons' radiative losses in the cores of these halos might lead to massive cooling and vigorous star formation on the order of 10^-1000 msun per year, whereas observations show that the star formation rates are considerably less. It has now become clear from an observational, theoretical and simulation perspective that the activity of the central SMBH compensates for gas cooling losses and prevents very high star formation rates in massive galaxies, which otherwise would be much brighter than observed today. While AGN feedback is important over a broad range of halo masses, the most massive objects like galaxy groups and clusters truly provide outstanding laboratories for understanding the intrinsic details of AGN feedback. Partly, this is because in the nearby massive objects we can directly see what AGN feedback is doing to its surrounding hot halo in exquisite details, as opposed to less massive systems. Yet another reason is that in the most massive objects, the magnitude of AGN feedback has to be extremely large, providing the most stringent constraints. In a nutshell, the AGN feedback paradigm in groups and clusters postulates that a SMBH in the center of a halo can release a vast amount of energy, II. This energy can be intercepted and thermalized by the gaseous atmosphere and III. The system self-regulates so that the energy released scales with the properties of the halo. A combination of multi-wavelength observations provides compelling evidence of the AGN feedback importance. Similarly, theoretical arguments suggest that self-regulation might be a natural property of a system consisting of a gaseous atmosphere and a SMBH at the bottom of the potential well. This was AGN Feedback in Groups and Clusters of Galaxies, by J. Hwavacek Larondo et al.